同工同行。
And this morning, we are going to study the topic, the workers of God working together in one accord.
教会的圣工是多方面的。
And the holy work of the church are in different aspects.
所以除了传道人还有长执事负责之外，也有更多的弟兄姐妹参与这个圣工。
That is why, that in addition to involvement by the pastor, elders, and deacon, along with the church board member, brother and sister also involved in various holy work of the church as well.
我们参与圣工的必要有几个理由。
And there are a few reasons why that we need to participate in holy work.
一个是要让教会增长。
And first is to build up the church.
另外一个是要尽主子的本分。
And second is to fulfill our duty.
啊，也可以借这个机会来报答神的恩典。
And also by utilizing this opportunity to repay God's grace.
在以弗所书第十五章的十一节到十二节这样说。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to verse 12, the Bible tells us,
神是教有各种不同的工人。
That God has given to members in church different types of gifts.
为了让这些工人各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So that everyone, according to their gifts, that they can fulfill their duty to prepare for God's people for the work of service.
教会
build up the body of Christ.
啊，教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
基督的身体不是少数人可以建立起来。
Because body is not something that can be built up by only a few people.
要更多人来参与。
That require more participation by greater numbers of people.
为了这个工作的需要，神就赐给个人的不同恩赐。
And for the need of the work, the God have granted many different individuals with different types of gifts.
就这些恩赐互相搭配，才有办法把这个基督的圣灵建立起来。
Only that with all these different kinds of gifts working together in one accord, then the body of Christ can be built up.
建立教会的目的就是要让信徒的灵性不断地长进成熟。
And the purpose to build up the church is to help believers' spirituality to mature and grow.
在以弗所书章书章节书里就说，要让信徒能够长大成人。
And also in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13, they tell us that hoping the knowledge of the member can become mature.
满有基督长成的身量。
So that it can attend to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
很多人刚刚在慕道或是信主时候。
Many people at the time when they first come to believe or were seeking the truth.
有的人是家里不平安。
Some, they do not have peace in their family.
或是其他的困难。
Or some, they have many other difficulties.
他们为了求说这问题解决来慕道信主。
And for the sake of having their difficulty and problems solved, they came to believe in the Lord.
啊，这些慕道者或是初信的弟兄姐妹，他们往往很看重这个肉体上的平安。
And this the newly baptized brother and sister, or those friends who are still studying the truth, they will often emphasize a great deal in.The peace of their physical body.
等到信主过了一段期间，道理听了越来越多，体验也更丰富了。
Only after they believe in the Lord for a longer period of time and they have a greater experience of God,
他就发现比肉体平安更重要是心灵平安。
Then they will realize that the peace of the heart is more important than the peace of their physical body.
这个时候他的灵性已经在成长。
And at that time, you will find that their spirituality is growing.
在罗马书五章就这样告诉我们。
In the book of Romans, the Bible tells us.
五章的三节。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 3.
罗马书五章三节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 3.
这里说，我们在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
And here the Bible tells us that even in suffering that we rejoice.
一个不信主人遇到患难都很难过。
And a non-believer that when they are conflicted with suffering, they may feel very agonizing.
但我们在患难中却能够欢喜。
But yet for us that we can still rejoice in the midst of our suffering.
就是 心灵上的平安。
And this is the peace of our heart.
啊，为什么会有这个欢喜？
And why we are able to have joy?
他说因为知道患难生忍耐。
Because we know that out of our suffering, you produce perseverance.
遇到患难，如果你不懂忍耐，你就会被打倒。
Because at the time of suffering, if we cannot produce perseverance, we will be defeated.
如果肉体上很平安，就没有谁忍耐的机会。
And if that we are having peace for our body, then there's noopportunity for us to learn how to persevere.
第四节又说
First four, Romans,
忍耐生老练。
Chapter 5, verse 4 also tell us, from perseverance, it will come character.
很多素人刚刚做时候很生疏，很陌生，不懂怎么做。
And sometimes that when we first participate in something that we will feel that quite unused to.
多做几次就习惯就老练。
But after that, we do it for a couple more times, then we learn how to do it properly.
有时候老练会生盼望。
Therefore, we know the character to do it, and we will have hope.
这种盼望不是理论上的盼望，是体会出来的。
And this kind of hope is not a hope in theory, but it's something that we experience.
因为过去的经验，虽然遇到好多患难，都没有被打倒。
Because from the past experience, even though that we are conflicted with many suffering, but we were not defeated.
到后来问题都解决。
Later, they learned that their difficulty has been solved.
因为每一件患难的背后就是更大的恩典。
Because the behind every suffering, there is greater blessing of God.
所以就产生盼望。
That is why they now produce hope.
第五节又说
First five also said,
盼望不追羞耻。
And the hope will not disappoint us.
盼望如果不实现才羞耻。
Yeah, we will only be disappointed if our hope is not fulfilled.
遇到苦难时候
，at the time of suffering,
我们的朋友亲戚会来安慰。
Our friends and relatives, they may come and try to comfort us.
我们告诉他没事，这个很快就过去了。
And we will tell them that it is fine, that this suffering will pass away in a short time.
后来问题真的解决。
Later, the problem was truly resolved.
我们所见证的实现了。
And what we have testified to them was fulfilled.
他那些不信主的亲戚朋友会说：“哎呀，你们对耶稣真的很好。”
And those relatives or friends who have not yet believed in Jesus, that they will proclaim that it is good to believe in Jesus.
如果盼望没有实现，我们会感觉羞耻。
And if our hope that is not fulfilled, then we will feel shameful and disappointed.
啊，下面又说，因为所是我们圣灵。将神的爱这个我们心里
And the Bible also tells us that God has poured out His love into our heart by the Holy Spirit whom that He has given to us.
神就是爱
God is love.
圣灵就是神的灵
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以神的灵在我们里面也把他的爱加在我们心里面
And that is why that when God poured the Holy Spirit into our heart, God also poured His love into us.
神的爱是多方面的表现
And the love of God can be manifested in various ways.
就让孩子他求什么东西，有时候妈妈马上给他
For example, when a little child requests something from the mother, sometimes mother will give it to the child right away.
啊，因为有时间性，要早一点给他
And because there was time factor, therefore it requires to give it to the child.
我说慢点给他。
And sometimes, then the mother will delay a little bit longer before they give it to the child.
因为妈妈了解慢一点给他更好。
Because the mother understands sometimes it's better for the child if things were given to the child a little bit later.
有时候不给他。
But sometimes the mother will not.Willing to give to the child at all.
因为妈妈知道这个不能够给他。
Because mother knows that it will not be beneficial if we grant the child what he or she wishes.
有时候孩子做事情，妈妈会管教。
Sometimes when the child did something wrong, the mother may discipline.
父母对孩子好多不同方式的爱的表达。
And also the parents, they may manifest in different way on their love to their children.
基督徒如果灵性长进了。
If the Christian, they grow in their spirituality,
他会明白每种造就神的爱在里面。
Then they will able to understand that every discipline have the love of God in it.
所以他没有埋怨。
That is why that they will not complain.
所以在患难中还有喜乐。
That is why in the middle of suffering, they may still be joyful.
我们建立教会就要让信徒达到这种程度。
And the reason why we build up the church is hoping the believer may reach this level in their faith.
如果教会的用人普遍的单看重肉体的平安。
And if in a church we only emphasize in the worldly and physical blessings.
经不起考验。
And we cannot stand firm under trial.
忽略了属灵平安更重要。
And we neglect that spiritual peace is more important.
那这个叫还是在幼稚的阶段。
Then,that this church, it is still in the infant stage of their faith.
所以我们要让信徒的灵性不断长进。
And that's why we must help the believers' faith continue to grow.
我们有各种方式的聚会。
And we use the various type of service.
有团聚的聚会。
And also fellowship.
有查经聚会。
And also Bible study.
好多好多方式的聚会来彼此激励，彼此勉励。
And various type of service that we held that to encourage one another and to stimulate one another.
这种事情要做的彻底普遍，需要更多人来参加这个工作。
And in order to participate in this kind of work and do it more thoroughly, it requires greater participation.
我们有分区的家庭聚会。
And we have family service in different regions.
传道人一个人没有办法到处去跑。
So it is impossible for pastors to go to every place at the same time.
所以有更多的弟兄姐妹还有负责人当然是来参加这个工作。
And that is why that we have church board members and brothers and sisters to participate.
假如更多人来参加这个教会工作，那么这个信徒很自然会增加。
If more brothers and sisters that participate in the work of the church, very naturally you will find that member will increase.
看《使徒行传》第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
第二节到第四节记载。
And from verse 2 to verse 4.
当时大家以为耶稣很快就来，才敢卖掉一起生活。
And back then, the believers thought that Jesus' second coming is imminent, was imminent. Therefore, they sold everything they own and lived together.
刚刚开始是属猪在管理这个出犯的问题。
And at the very beginning, it were the apostle who was in charge of food distribution.
后来属猪感觉这样不好。
Later, that apostle felt that was not appropriate.
这种管饭就应当交给猪猪去管。
Because the work of the food distribution ought to be given to the deacon to be in charge.
他们要专心祈祷传道。
So that they can put their time into prayer and the preaching of the gospel.
大家认为这个构想很好。
And everyone agreed in this understanding.
就选了七个执事。
So they chose seven.
这样行政跟传教都分开。
So that now you see a separation in ministry and also church administration.
传道人负责传道。
And the pastor, the preacher, will be responsible for preaching the gospel.
执事都负责这个行政工作。
And a deacon will be in charge of church administration.
看第几节。
Let's read verse 7.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增甚多，已有许多弟兄信从这个道啊。行政跟传教分开是教会发展的开始。
And the separation of church administration and priest and ministry, and this is the beginning of the expansion of the church.
你传道人一个人没有办法兼顾太多工作。
And for the pastor and preacher, it is impossible for them by themselves to accommodate the various type of working church.
所以传道人应当尽可能不要去参与这个行政的工作。
That is why it's possible that the preacher should not get too involved in church administration.
他应当用他更多时间去读经、去传道、去祷告。
And the pastor must devote their time into Bible reading, prayer, and ministry.
那么其他弟兄姐妹还有真的是事就来分担这些行政的工作。
And the deacons and also brothers and sisters of the church that will assist in the work of church administration.
还有教会好多杂务也需要弟兄姐妹的分担。
And also other miscellaneous work in church also require assistance from brothers and sisters.
我们这么去做是为了尽自己的本分。
And we do all this is for the sake to fulfill our own obligation.
在以弗所书二章十九节说，我们是神家的人。
And in Ephesians the chapter 2 verse 19 tell us we are a member of God's household.
我们不是外人。
And we are no longer a foreigner.
也不是客旅。
And we are not a sojourner.
外人就是跟人没有关系的。
And the foreigner is someone who have no relationship with us.
等于是那个还没有信主人。
And referring to those who have not yet believed.
克里斯跟我们有点关系，来做我们的客人，做我们的接待。
And the sojourner that they come to be accommodated by us and don't have relationship with us as well.
就好像慕道朋友。
For example, they are just like friends.
但是外人跟客旅，他不需关心我们教会的内部。
And the sojourner and also the guests, there's no need for them to concern or worry about the inner administration of the church.
信主人都是神家的人。
But everyone who believes in the Lord are considered as member of God's household.
把教当作自己的家。
And will and should consider church as their own home.
教会要兴旺要衰微都要负起责任来。
And they must be responsible that whether the church prosper or decline in faith.
为了尽家里的一份子的责任，我们要参与这个圣工。
In order to fulfill the duty as a member of the household, we need to participate in the work of the church.
在腓立比三章二十五节又说，我们是神国的国民。
And also in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, the Bible also tells us that we are the citizen of God.
教会是神的家，也是神的国度。
And church not only the house of God, but also the kingdom of God.
我们是神国的国民。
And we are citizens of God.
因为神国的国民要尽一点神国国民的义务。
Because as a citizen of the kingdom of God, that we need to fulfill our duties and obligations.
一个国家或一个家兴旺起来，这个家里面一份子或是国民都会得到他的益处。
And whether the family is prosperous or the kingdom becomes strong, its citizen or its house member that will be edified.
在哥林前书三章六节七节，保罗说
：“In First Corinthians chapter three, verse six and seven, Paul says，
他说我栽种了亚波罗浇灌了
，That I sowed the seed and Apollo watered it，
我有神叫它生长
，But God made it grow，
生长在神。
Whether it will grow or not, it depends on God。
我们不过是尽自己本分去做点工作
，That we simply are fulfilling our obligation by doing work the work。
这个做的结果会很好呢，或者不太理想呢？”
And whether the result that is good or not,
这个是神的责任。
And that is the responsibility of God.
我们的责任是尽力而为。
And our responsibility is do our best.
尽本是发挥个人恩数。
And to fulfill our duty to exert the gift we receive.
然后成果交给神。
And the result we hand it into the hand of God.
假如我们尽力去做。
If we do it, exert our very best effort.
忠心的工作。
And we do the work of God faithfully.
神就同工。
God then will work with us.
神同工一定就有成果。
So when God works with us, you will see results.
所以我们不必事先考虑会有什么成果。
That is why there's no need for us to worry beforehand that whether they're going to see results.
我们主要尽本去做。
As long as we fulfill our duty,
一定会有成果的。
That we will see results.
我们这么做也是为了报答神的恩典。
And the reason why that we do this is also for the purpose to repay God's grace.
在哥林多后书六章一二节说，我们得到神的拯救。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2, it tells us that we have received the salvation of God.
这个是最大的恩典。
And this is the greatest grace of God.
按照圣经说。
And according to the Bible,
我们被真理书在创世诸前万古诸先。在基督里面预定的。
And the Bible tells us that we are chosen in Christ even before the creation of the world.
有拣选这个预定，我们才会信耶稣。
And because of predestination of God, therefore we are chosen. That is why we will come to believe.
如果没有这个预定，就不可能信耶稣。
And if without the predestination and chosen from God, then we will not come to believe in Jesus.
他可能一辈子没有听福音的机会。
Maybe that one will never have an opportunity to listen to the gospel all their life.
就算听也不一定会明白。
And even if they heard, they may not understand.
我们得了主的拣选。
After we receive the salvation of God,
有的出生在信徒家里。
And we are chosen, some were born into the family of believers.
从小就有机会接受救恩。
And ever since that they were young, they have the opportunity to accept the salvation.
有的世人不都出生在信徒家里。
And some, even though they were not raised in the family of believers,
但主安排的机会来信耶稣。
But the Lord has made arrangements to give them opportunity to come to believe.
这种救恩是很大的。
And the salvation of God is great.
因为没有得拯救就灭亡。
Because without receiving the salvation, that we will perish.
灭亡要永远受苦。
And once that we perish, that we will suffer eternally.
得了救恩要永远享福。
And we receive the salvation, that we will receive a blessing forever.
永远的痛苦，永远的喜乐，这个是差别很大的。
And there are great difference between the eternal suffering and also everlasting joy.
我们不但是得到救恩，
not only we are the one who has received the salvation.
我们信主后。
After we believe in the Lord,
在属肉体方面、属灵方面各方面得到很多恩典。
Yeah, either physically or spiritually, that we have been blessed by God tremendously.
我们如果不去思考，好像什么都很平淡。
And if that we fail to meditate and ponder,
你冷静去思考，才知原来我们得了很多恩典。
Then you may think that everything is happening as it's supposed to, but if you think about it, then you realize that we have been received.A tremendous blessing from God.
啊，为了报答这个恩典，我们应当参与圣工。
And in order to repay God's grace, we need to participate in holy work.
那这个同工很要紧，要同心。
And very importantly, that for the workers of God to work together in one accord.
如果不同心的结果是什么
？And what will be the result if they fail to work in unity?
圣经说，毁坏神的工程。
That they will that cause the work of God to be destroyed.
看罗马书第十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14,
20节,
verse 20.
罗马书十六章二十节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 20.
不可因食物毁坏神的工程，凡物固然洁净，但有的因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪。在使徒传福音时候
，During the time when the apostles were preaching the gospel,
罗马教会的弟兄姐妹为了出东西，很多的争论。
And the brothers and sisters at Rome, that for the sake of the food distribution, they had many quarrels.
因为罗马的教会大部分是外邦人信耶稣。
Because the members of church at Rome, the majority of them that were originally Gentiles.
但也有少数犹太人。
Some that were Jews only.
犹太人有律法的观念。
And the Jews, that they had the concept of the restriction from the law.
他们就把这个观念搬到教会来。
And that is why they bring the concept of Mosaic law into the church.
他们坚持要守摩西律法。
And they insist that they must continue to keep the law of Moses.
不洁净东西不能吃。
And any food that is considered unclean that cannot be eaten.
因为这样教会就发生争论。
And for this reason that there were quarrels in church.
彼此之间失去和睦。
And between one another they lost the harmony.
所以保罗在这边说
That is why Paul here said,
不可因食物毁坏神的工程
that do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food.
传道人是神的工人
and the preacher are workers of God.
他在建立教会
and when they help to build up the church,
是一个很艰辛的工程
and this is a very difficult task.
带领一个信徒
and to bring a member,
从慕道开始
from the time they study the truth,
一直到信主
Until the time that they believe,
一直到信主后的成长
and until the time that they grow after they came to believe,
就是一段很遥远的路
and that is a very long and difficult journey.
传道人关于每一个慕道朋友
and the pastor also concerned for every friend and truth seeker,
也关于每一个弟兄姐妹
and also care for every brother and sister.
花的心血是相当大。
And that they spend a great deal of effort and concern.
这个工程好不容易建立起来。
And finally, the work is built up.
在那内部的不和睦而被破坏。
But if it happened that because of the quarrel within the church and caused the work to be destroyed,
这个损失就太大。
Then that we will suffer a great loss.
所以如果不同心啊，破坏这个和平。
And if we do not work in unity and we destroy the harmony.
如果严重的话，教会就分裂。
And if the issue becomes severe, the church may separate from itself.
工程被破坏了。
Then the work of God then will be destroyed.
在加拉太书五章，保罗献出说，这样会比如消灭。
And in Galatians chapter 5, Paul tells us that then we would destroy one another.
神要人和睦。
That God wants us to live in harmony.
魔鬼要人斗争。
And that Satan wants men to live in quarrel.
斗争结果就彼此消灭。
And the purpose of having quarrel and devouring one another is will be destruction for one another.
个人的损失。
And the loss of an individual.
也就全教的损失。
That will become the loss of entire church.
所以不同心的后果是很可怕的。
Therefore, the result that without working in unity will be very dreadful.
那么同心的结果就是会打胜属灵的征战。
But if that we work together, that in one accord, then we will win the spiritual battle.
传福音建立教会就是在跟魔鬼打战。
And to preach the gospel to build the church is fighting a spiritual war with Satan.
神要更多人得救。
And God wants everyone to be saved.
但魔鬼却要把这些人拉回去地狱。
Devil that wants to drag everyone with him into the Hades.
所以我们只有同心团结起来才能胜过他。
The only that we work together in unity that we can overcome the work of Satan.
传道书的第四章十二节。
In book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12.
传道书的第四章十二节。
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12.
有人功胜孤身一人，若有恶人便能抵挡他，山谷合成的绳子不容易折断。这里说如果一对一来攻一个人，可能这个人强的人会攻上那一个人。
And here the Bible tells us though that if the one to one that one may be overpowered by the other.
但如果两个人联手起来反击就可以抵挡对方。
But if there were two that defending themselves that they then can defend.
他说三股合成绳的是不容易折断的。
And the core of three strands is not quickly broken.
如果把这三股分开了，就是很容易折断。但是结起来，这个就很没有办法折断它。
And if the core is separated into individual cores, then it will be very easy to be broken. But if they are together, then it will be difficult.
我们要
to be broken.
建立基督身体。
We need to build up the body of Christ.
我们要让神的家、神的国兴旺。
That we must enable the house of God to prosper.
就必须要同心合作，才能够打赢魔鬼。
That we must work together in unity so that we can overcome the work of Satan.
这样也可以建立自己。
And by doing so, that we can also build up ourselves.
看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
以弗所书的第四章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。这里提到教会每个人的不同恩赐。
And here the Bible tells us that everyone in the church have different gifts.
好像身上的各种肢体不同的功能。
And just like different parts of the body have different functions.
这些不同恩赐互相搭配。
And when these different gifts work together as one.
各按各职照个体功能彼此相助。
And everyone that works together and every supporting ligament can build itself up.
这样身体就会增长，爱中建立自己。
Then the body will be built up in love and grow.
好像我们要出什么东西。
Just like for example, if we want to eat something.
需要用脚走路到那边。
We need to first walk to that location.
也需要用手去拿东西来吃。
And then we will use our hand to pick up the food.
那么这些动作与这个脚跟手本身讲
and all these actions that for the feet and also for the hands
他好像没有读到什么
they may not receive anything
因为东西好不好就是出下去这个嘴在享受的
because whether the food tastes good or not it's the mouth that wants to eat it the mouth will enjoy the good food
那脚只有走路他没有他不懂什么味道，他没有享受过。
And the feet that will only walk will never able to taste anything as the part of the body.
所以是一样。
And likewise for the hand is the same.
虽然都在为别人做。
And even though that they are doing it for the others.
自己只有用力，但是没有享受它的味道。
And they will only use their strength, but they not enjoy the flavor.
但是这么去做的话，全身健壮起来。
But is by doing so, the whole body will become strong.
手脚都益处了。
And the feet and the arms will be benefited.
有充足营养。
And with proper the nutrients.
手脚才有力。
Only then the body can be strong.
才能做更多的工作。
Then can do greater work.
所以为了自己的生存。
And for the purpose of our own personal survival.
为了一个身体全部的生存。
And also for the survival of entire body.
要这样彼此协助。
But must help one another.
教会就是这样。
And likewise, it's the same for church.
如果大家不同心合作
，If everyone will not work together in unity，
不尽自己本路发挥他的恩数
，and will not fulfill their own obligation to utilize their gift，
教会就衰退。
Then the church will begin to decline。
衰退结果，我们自己信仰也保不住。
And if the church continues to decline in faith, then our faith will be dangerous。
因为魔鬼会一股一股的打倒。
Because Satan then will try to destroy us one by one。
我们如果能够团结起来
，But if we can work in unity，
同心的合作
，and work in one accord，
我们所做的每一件工作
，every work that we do，
也许对我们自己好像没有什么帮助
，maybe it will appear that we are so that they never see any benefit，
好像是为别人做的
，and it may seem that we are doing this for others' benefit， not for ourselves，
但结果我们也得到一样益处
，But in reality that we will receive benefit，
所以这里才说。
That is why the Bible here says,
彼此相助的结果
and the result of working together in one accord,
身体渐渐增长
the body that will grow,
然后在爱中建立住起
and it will build itself up in love,
你付出爱心的代价
when you pay the price of love,
你住也建立起来
you yourself will be built up,
那我们要怎么样同心呢
and how can we work in unity,
把这里提到几项
and here mentioned a few point.
第一项就是不要凸显自己。
At first, that we should not try to exalt ourselves.
腓立比二章三节告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible tells us.
要看别人比自己强。
So we must consider others better than we are.
每个人都有他的优点跟缺点。
Every person has their virtue and have their weakness.
如果拿自己优点去比着别人缺点。
If we utilize and bring our virtue to compare to someone else's shortcomings,
就没有办法看别人比自己强。
Then it will be impossible for us to consider others better than we are.
因为事实我们比他强多了。
And maybe, perhaps, yes, we are better than they.
怎么可能看他比我强呢
？And how can we consider that, you know, they are better than we are?
那不是委屈自己吗
？Are we not abasing ourselves?
假如我们用自己的缺点去比较别人的优点
，But if we utilize our shortcomings to compare to others' good points，
我们就不敢骄傲
，Then we will not dare to be arrogant。
我们就懂得怎么去尊重别人
，Then we will learn how to respect others。
不要太凸显自己优点
，And we refrain from exalting ourselves。
大家要同心合作就更容易
，Then it will be much。Easier for everyone to work together in unity.
每个人都有自尊心。
Every person has self-respect.
每个人都需要别人的尊重。
And everyone that require respect from others.
而不要被当一个无用的人。
And no one want to be treated as someone who is useless.
我们如果能够去发现别人的优点。
And if you can go try to discover other people's virtues.
学习怎么去尊重别人。
And learn how to respect one another.
要同心合作就比较容易。
Then it will be much easier for us to work for one another.
在哥林前十二章十四节十八节那边说
，In First Corinthians the chapter two，
我们每个人有不同的恩数
，And every one of us in First Corinthians chapter 12 tell us we have
好像身上的肢体有不同功能
，And just like a part of our body have different function，
是不同的功能，而不能够说哪一个比较尊贵重要。
And since that it performs different functions, therefore we cannot say that one part is more important than the other.
也许眼睛很重要。
Maybe eye is very important.
但如果把眼睛挖出来放在桌子上，他能看见吗
？But if eye is taken out and then put it on a table, you think the eye can still see?
它需要跟别的组织连在一起才有生命。
And the eye can only have life if it's still connected to the other part of the body.
所以教会是生命共同体。
Therefore, in church, that we live the same life.
彼此联络在一起。
And we are connected and joined with the Lord.
才有生命。
And only then we
can
have life.
真正能发挥个人的功能。
That we can truly exert our individual function.
所以我们要学习怎么去彼此尊重。
That is why we need to learn how to respect one another.
也要彼此接纳。
And learn to accept one another.
当时的罗马的教会。
And at that time,The church at Rome.
多很多人认自己的意见才对。
That many people consider that their opinion is the right one.
用自己的标准来衡量别人。
And they try to utilize their own standard that to use it as a standard for others.
保罗说要彼此接纳。
But Paul said that we need to accept one another.
好像基督接纳你们一样。
As Christ accepted us.
常常有人感觉。
Often the people feel.
在做圣工时候。
At the time when they are doing holy work.
要分工容易，要合作困难。
That they feel it's much easier to distribute the work, but it's very difficult to work together as one.
分工容易就是说你派我做什么我就做什么。
And that it is easy to distribute work, meaning that they will do whatever they are being assigned.
我能做什么我就去做什么。
And I will do whatever I can to help.
只要你想做这个很容易做到。
As long as you want to do it with the intention, then it will not be difficult.
但合作的比较困难。
But to work together as one, then it is more difficult.
因为合作需要同心。
Because to work together in unity, that requires one accord.
能同心才能够合作。
Only that we have the same heart, then we can work in unity.
同心之前要彼此了解。
And before that we can work in one accord, that we need to understand one another first.
彼此很陌生。
And if that we don't know other well.
我不知道你在想什么。
I have no idea what you are thinking.
我不知道你需要什么。
I don't know what your needs are.
两个人距离很大。
And we have a great distance between one another.
怎么能同心？
How can it be possible for us to work
in unity? 就不能够合作。
Then we cannot work as one.
那么要让两个人距离拉近。
And in order to draw close the distance between the two,
应当更多的交谈机会。
Now we must create more opportunity for communication.
因为经过交谈才了解你在想什么。
Because only through communication that we can understand that what others are thinking.
经过交谈才能够了解你的个性是什么。
And only through communication we can understand one's personality.
每个人不同个性。
Every person has different personality.
有不同观念。
And has different concepts.
要多接触交谈才了解他。
But only through conversation and communication, we then can understand.
了解他以后就能够去接受他。
And once that we can understand, then it will be much easier for us to accept them.
现在都很难。
But now, it's very difficult.
彼此这样的机会太少。
Because that we have very limited time to be with one another.
好在我们有一个教会聚集见面。
But it's a good thing that we have a church here.
在聚会时候，大家可以拉在一起，会靠在一起。通常这个会堂聚会人数很多。
And in the time of the service in the chapel, we will find a great number of members.
啊，匆匆忙忙来到教会。
And we come rushly to the church.
聚完又一个一个走掉。
And after the service ended, everyone go home one by one.
所以这一种会堂的，啊，这个。很多人一起的聚会要交谈机会就比较少。
Therefore, that we will have fewer opportunities to have communication with others.
我们除了这个会堂这以外
，In addition to the service in the church,
我们有家庭聚会。
We also have family service.
我们各种团体聚会。
We also have many fellowship.
那么家庭教会或是团体聚会人数比较少。
And the members, the participants during the family service or the fellowship will be less than the church service.
因为人数少，所以要交谈比较方便，要比较有这个充分的时间。
And since there are fewer members attend, therefore it gives us more time and greater opportunity to communicate.
如果利用这样机会、团聚机会，大家多多交谈。
And if we utilize the opportunities in family service and fellowship to have conversation and communication,
彼此认识、了解更多。
Then it will be better for us to understand one another better.
那就能够同心，能够合作。
Then we can work together in unity and in one accord.
所以除了会堂的界之外
，therefore in addition to the service in the chapel,
家庭聚会。
Family service,
还各种团体机会
，and also different kind of family service,
应当要加强。
That we need to strengthen.
我们现在谈到这个保罗的同工。
Now talk about the co-workers of Paul.
保罗建立好多教会。
Paul that he established many churches in his ministry.
但是保罗不是一个人能做这么多工作。
But Paul that he was not able to do all this by himself.
他周围好多同工。
He have many co-workers.
在罗马书十六章里面，他提出他好多同工。
In Romans chapter 16, Paul mentioned many of his co-workers.
不是他一个人能做这么多的工作。
And that was not the work that he can accomplish by himself.
在这么多同工当中
，And out of all those co-workers of Paul,
有两个人保罗常常提到的。
And there were two that Paul often mentioned.
就是提摩太跟路加。
That is Timothy and Luke.
这两个是保罗好同工。
And these two that were good fellow workers of God.
在罗马书十章二十一，保罗就说提摩太是他的同工。
And in Romans chapter 16, verse 21, the Paul quoted Timothy, my fellow workers.
在使徒十六章一到三节记载，保罗把提摩太带出来训练。
And also that in Acts chapter 16, verse 1-3, the Paul recorded that he brought Timothy out with him to train him.
因为当地的人多，提摩太一个好青年。
Because everyone at that region considered Timothy.As a very good youth.
保罗见过他的面，可能也跟他谈过话。
And Paul went there and perhaps have met with him and have conversation with him.
他发现这个弟兄是好青年。
And he realized Timothy was indeed a very fine youth.
就把他带出来训练他。
So Paul brought Timothy with him to train him for the work of ministry.
提摩太有很好的信仰的基础。
And Timothy has a very solid foundation of faith.
在提摩太后书一章五节记载。
In the Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says.
提摩太心里面有无畏的信心。
And Timothy have a fearless faith.
他这个信是从他妈妈来。
And that faith came from his mother.
他妈妈信是从他的外祖母来。
And that the faith of her mother came from her grandmother.
这个就是信心的传承。
And this is the tradition of faith.
外祖母传给他的妈妈。
And the maternal grandmother passed the faith into Timothy's mother.
妈妈又传给他的儿子。
And Timothy's mother passed the faith onto him.
所以提摩太很小就好的信心。
That is why ever Timothy was young that he possessed good faith.
在使徒三章，在提摩太后书三章十五节又说。
And also in Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, Bible also says.
说提摩太从小就明白圣经。
That Timothy ever since he was young that he know the Holy Scripture.
提摩太的爸爸是希尼尼人。
And also, the father of Timothy was a,was a Gentile.
他的妈妈是犹太人。
And the mother was a Jewish.
而且已经信耶稣。
Also believe in Jesus already.
又有很好的信心。
Also have very strong faith.
所以提摩在小时候明白圣经，因为那是妈妈教导他的。
And the reason why that Timothy was able to learn and know the scripture from infancy was because he was taught by his mother.
从小就受了这么好的这样的训练。
And ever since he was young, he received such wonderful religious education from the mother.
保罗就认为这个一个好人才。
And Paul understand that Timothy, was a good youth.
然后带他出来。
And he brought Timothy with him.
他又受了保罗的差派。
And he was also sent by Paul.
到固定去工作。
And to go to various church to help
the work of God. 到保罗离世时候。
And Paul, before he passed away.
提摩太也跟他在一起。
Timothy was with him.
保罗对于提摩太有一个期待。
And Paul had great expectation for Timothy.
希望提摩太能够继承他的工作。
And he hoped that Timothy can be his successor.
就写了提摩太后书。
That's why he wrote the book of Second Timothy.
保罗写的书信有十三封。
And Paul, he wrote total of 13 letters.
希伯来书不算在内。
And not including the book of Hebrews.
因为希伯来书不是保罗写的，不能够确定。
And because we cannot quite certain whether the book of Hebrews was written by Paul or not.
在这十三封信里面，就一封就是提摩太后书。
And out of 13 letters, one of the letters is Second Timothy.
他写这个提摩太后书已经被判定死刑。
And when Paul wrote the letter of Second Timothy, he had already been sentenced to death.
待在罗马坐牢。
And he was in prison in Rome.
保罗在罗马坐了两次。
And Paul, he was put into prison twice in Rome.
第一次坐牢记在使徒二十八章。
And one time he was put into prison that was recorded in Acts chapter 28.
后来得到释放。
Later that he was released.
使徒行传到二十八章为主的结束。
And the Acts end on chapter 28.
所以第二次坐牢在罗马，使徒行传没有记录。
And second time when Paul was put into prison was not recorded in the book of Acts.
他写提摩后书。
He wrote Second Timothy.
就是他第二次在罗马坐牢的时候。
And that was the second time that he was in prison.
他已经被判死刑。
And that was the time when he was already sentenced to die.
他知道已经不久就要受刑。
He knew that in a short time that he would be executed.
他就写信给提摩太。
That is why he wrote the letter to Timothy.
在提摩后书里面有好多吩咐的话。
And in Second Timothy, there are many words of instruction from Paul.
其中有三样最重要的。
And there were three instructions that considered the most important.
第一样。
First.
第二，持守存的话语规模。
The must that to keep the word of God faithfully.
保罗所存的福音是从耶稣启示来。
And Paul said, I have received the gospel as a revelation from Jesus Christ.
别的门徒跟主三年。
The other disciple followed the Lord for 3 years.
听很多道理。
And they listened to many words of the Lord.
保罗不曾跟主。
Paul, he never followed the Lord.
是后来读主的拣选才信耶稣。
But later he was chosen by the Lord and believed in Jesus.
他没有亲耳听耶稣讲过道理。
And he never, with his own ear, heard the preaching of Jesus.
反正他写的书信十三封。
But he wrote 13 letters.
我们发现他所传的道理跟别的门徒没有冲突。
And we learned the gospel preached by Paul were no contradiction compared to that of apostles.
不但没有冲突，而且更有深度。
And not only that there were no contradiction in truth, but you find even greater depth.
尤其罗马书。
Particularly the book of Romans.
可以说罗马神的精华所在。
That we can say that is really the most profound part of his letter.
为什么他明白这么多道理?
And why Paul was able to understand so much profound mystery of God?
又能摆很多奥秘。
And also understand the truth of God.
又能够把旧约新约观念连贯起来。
And also that he can connect the main thesis from the Old Testament scripture with the New Testament on salvation.
证明律法预表救恩。
And to prove the law prefigures the salvation of Jesus.
基督是律法的终结者。
And the Christ is the end of the law.
他都从启示来。
And all this that he received revelation directly from Jesus Christ.
认为这个启示是纯正话语的规模。
And the
纯正话语规模。
And the revelation that received from God is genuine.
要出手下去。
And you must keep the genuine faith.
好像工厂要生产什么东西有一个模型。
And just like the factory, in order to produce something, you first must have a prototype.
同这个模型出产的东西规格一样。
And whatever is made from the mold and from the prototype, you will find the shape to be the same.
保罗对呢，他所传的福音书从耶稣来。
And that Paul have told Timothy, the gospel he is preaching comes directly from Jesus Christ.
就是纯正话语的规模。
And that is the word of God as the prototype.
他要提摩太继续下去。
And he want Timothy to keep the same faith.
虽然不管经过多少年代都不会变质。
And so that regardless of time and how many years pass by, the truth.
我们今天所信的信仰
Today, the faith that we believe in,
也是我们前辈从神领受的
It is also the teaching that the, our four workers of God receive from God
有很多圣经根据
And have many bases directly from the Bible
这也是纯正话语的规模
And this is also the genuine word and truth that is from God
我们要一代传下去
That we need to pass down from generation to generation
第二点就是要按正义分解真理道
And second, they must be able to discern the truth according to the word of God.
有的人讲到有口才。
Some people, they have great eloquence in preaching.
听的人能够明白更多。
And so there are people that when they hear, they can understand.
但这个不是最重要。
But this is not the most important.
重要就是说要把道理传得正确。
And the most important is that we must be able to preach the gospel correctly.
如果道理传错了。
If we were not able to preach the gospel correctly.
有口才更糟糕。
And to have eloquency will be even greater danger.
因为有口才会把错的道理讲得好像对。
Because those who have eloquency, that they may preach the wrong gospel as though that it was right.
如果你圣经不是很熟，你以为它是对的。
And if you do not know the Bible very well, then you may doubt what that person's preaching is correct.
这个伤害更大。
And this will have greater harm on people.
所以为神传福音传道最要紧不是口才。
Therefore, to preach the gospel, to preach the truth, the most important is not the eloquency.
是出手成了话语规模。
But rather is to maintain and be faithful to the word of God.
而且把它传得正确。
And to preach the word of God correctly.
接下来就是说要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And furthermore, he also instructs Timothy to pass the gospel to those that who are able to preach faithfully.
这个是数代相传的组合。
And teach other faithfully. And this is the method to pass the truth from generation to generation.
第一代是保罗。
First generation was Paul.
他从耶稣领受启示。
He received revelation directly from Jesus Christ.
传给提摩太。
And later he passed it along to Timothy.
提摩太就是第二代的。
And Timothy was considered as the second generation.
然后保罗叫提摩太要交托那个能够忠心教导别人的人。
And Paul also instructed Timothy to pass the truth to those that who can instruct others faithfully and truthfully.
这个受提摩太交托的人就是第三代。
And the one that who been entrusted by Timothy is the third generation.
第四代是接受提摩太交托的人的教导。
And the fourth generation is the successor. Of the successor of Timothy.
他们也可以再起来教导别人。
They can likewise also teach others the truth.
这种数代相传组合要成为一种连锁关系。
And this kind of work passed from generation to generation must have direct relationship.
就是不是对一个组合，好多组合。
And yet it's not only one group, but many, many groups doing the work.
一直扩大。
So that the work of God can be expanded.
为了让组合一直扩大成一种连锁关系，就需要经常有这个。各种讲机会。
And in order to have different groups to have this effect and expand and have chain reaction, then we need to hold seminars very often.
啊，我们今天下午5点钟还有一个讲机会。
And This afternoon, 5 o'clock, that we have another seminar.
所以参加的人就是在主领各教各区的家庭教家庭聚会的。
And the participants of the seminar are those who lead the family service and have delivered sermon in different regions of the church.
要去组织各家庭聚会之前，先做这个训练。
And before that they can lead sermon in different family service in different regions, they must first be trained.
然后大家讲一样道理。
And everyone speak of the same truth.
不要各说各话。
And we should not preach differently.
这个训练也是必要的。
And this is very critical.
我们有好多各种的讲修各种训练。
And we have different training and we have different seminars.
就是有更多的人能够带领教会。
It's for the purpose that more people will have the gift to help the church and lead the church.
教会带领不能单靠一个传道人。
Because to guide and help the work of the church, we cannot rely just on the pastor.Alone.
要更多有恩数的弟兄姐妹受了训练来参与这个工作。
And it requires more brothers and sisters who are gifted to be trained and to participate.
保罗的第二个同工是路加。
And the second workers of Paul is the Luke.
啊，路加加入保罗布道团住记在使徒行传当第十节。
And Luke that he added to the ministry of Paul that was recorded in Luke in Acts chapter 16 verse 10.
看使徒十六章第十节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16 verse 10.
使徒行传十六章第十节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 6 to Acts chapter 16 verse 10.
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听啊。这里路加说我们。
And here, the Luke said, we got ready.
就是路加自己包括在里面。
That including Luke himself.
使徒行传路加所写的。
And the book of Acts was written by Luke.
第十二章之前。
And before chapter 12.
记录彼得的工作。
It records the work of Peter.
十三章以后。
And from chapter 13 and on.
记录保罗的工作。
It records the work of Paul.
那么在十六章十节开始。
And beginning from Acts chapter 16 and 10,
保罗才加，路加才加入保罗的布道团。
And Luke that he became a member of the ministry of Paul's group.
所以十六章十六之前的记录。
Therefore, all the recordings you find before Acts chapter 16.
路加就听别人说的。
Luke he only hears it from others.
有的听彼得说的。
And some that he heard from Peter.
有的听保罗说的。
And other recordings he heard from Paul.
或者是听别的门徒说的。
Or that he heard from other members.
然后把它记录下来。
And he write it down.
那从十六章十六开始。
But beginning from Acts chapter 16 verse 10.
路加就加入保罗布道团。
Then Luke he himself was added to the ministry.Group,
他经常跟保罗在一起。
He often was together with Paul to preach.
这个使徒行传章第十五节，路加加入保罗布道团是在公元五十年。
And at the times that when Luke added into the group of Paul's ministry, that was 50 A.D.
就是保罗第二次旅行布道的初期。
And that was the early stage of Paul's second missionary trip.
保罗得旅行不了三次。
And Paul, that he went on 3 missionary trips.
都记得使徒行传。
And those 3 trips were recorded all in the book of Acts.
路加参加保罗布道团就是保罗第二次布道的初期。
And Paul, when Luke added to the ministry group of Paul, that was the early stage of Paul's second ministry.
根据格罗西书章十五节路加本来是医生。
According to Colossians chapter 4 verse 14, the Luke was originally a doctor.
医术是一个很好的工作。
And to be a physician, that was a very good work.
但路加可能认为救人功的更重要。
But Luke, perhaps that he understands it's more important to save soul than to save men.
医生只能医好人肉体的病。
As a doctor, he only cure the illness of physical illness.
保住人肉体的生命。
And can keep and prolong one's life.
但传福音不是这样。
But to preach the gospel is not so.
还要拯救灵魂。
It's more important to save soul.
这个工作比做医生更加的重要。
And the work is more important than be a doctor.
所以他就跟着保罗到处跑，不再去行医了。
And that is why that he decided to follow Paul from place to place to help to preach. No longer will become a doctor.
路加主要的工作。
And the work of Luke.
就文宣工作。
And it's the work of a literary ministry.
他著作了路加福音。
He wrote the book of Luke.
也著作了使徒行传。
He also wrote the book of Acts.
这个路加福音记在路加一章一到四节那边。
And the book of Luke, it records the author that you can find in Luke chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4.
可以说是路德福音的序言.
That we can say that it is the introduction of the book of Luke.
看路加福音第一章第一节到第四节.
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 4.
路德福音是书信.
And the book of Luke, once again, is a letter.
路加写给提奥多大人.
And it was a letter that was written by Luke to the official Theophilus.
他对提奥多大人这么说.
And he said to Theophilus, and he said,
好些人提笔作诗，是说在我们中间所成就的事，是照传道的人。 从起初青年看见，又传给我们的第三节，这些事我既从起头都详细考察了，就等于要按照次序写给你。第四节，所以你知道所学之道都是确实的啊。我们从这个序言了解，路加是一个很慎重的人。
And from the introduction that we can tell that Luke, he was a very careful person.
他所领的福音是耶稣的门徒。 亲眼看见又传给他的
And the gospel that he had received were gospel that who were first eyewitness of the Lord and preached to him by the apostle of Jesus
主耶稣一边赶鬼
Lord Jesus cast out demons and healed his sickness
被定书架
Lord Jesus how he was crucified
主耶稣复活升天
And Lord Jesus resurrected and ascended to heaven
都是别的门徒亲眼看过的
And those were the facts that were witnessed by the apostle
很实在的
And there were eyewitness and very truthful.
路加还不能满意,
but still, Luke was not satisfied.
他自己从起读详细去考察,
that is, he mentioned that he had investigated everything from the beginning to the end.
门徒所看见的是真的吗?
And to investigate, to see if what the apostles and disciples said was true.
经过他的心理考察,
and through his careful investigation, he said, I believe it is truthful.
然后按照次序写给提奥弗的大人。
And that is why he wrote a letter and ordered the account, a letter in order to Theophilus.
要让他知道所说的道理是确实可信的。
So that he may know the certainty of the things that he has been taught.
路加是医生。
Luke was a doctor.
医生因为是工作的训练，还有职位的责任。
And Luke, that because of the training from the work and also the responsibility from their job,
看病人都很慎重的,
that when they examine their patient, they will do it with great carefulness.
一定是很细心地研究病人的情况,
and they will very thoroughly examine the illness of the patient.
因为这种职业的训练,
and with this kind of professional training,
所以他查考生也是这样的道理,
and that was the same attitude he had in studying and investigating the truth of God.
别的门徒说我们传给 给你的道理是亲眼看过他还不能够满意，还要自己详细去考察。
And when the disciples said to Luke that what we have now preached to you is something that we have witnessed with our own eye, but still Luke was not able to be content, that he must investigate the truth once again by himself.
根据使徒行传一章一节，我们知道使徒行也是路加所写的。
And according to Luke chapter 1 verse 1 that we can tell the book of Acts was also written by Luke
也是一封书信
also once again
同样写,
it's another letter
同样写给提奥弗的大人
and the same letter written to the same receiver Theophilus
我们这样就可以知道路加的工作的特色就是做文献工作
and from all this that we can tell the work of Luke emphasized on literary ministry
他一直 陪伴在保罗身边,
and he continued to be at the side of Paul.
对保罗所传的道理所做工，随时做记录。
And he recorded right away the work of Paul and also the ministry preached by Paul.
他有两处陪伴保罗在罗马的狱中。
And two times that he was with Paul at the prison.
第一处记得哥罗西书当时是这。
And the first incident recorded in Colossians chapter 4 verse 14.
这是保罗第一处在罗马坐牢时候。
And that was the first time when Paul was put in prison at Rome.
第二处在提摩太后书4章11节。
And second time is recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 11.
这是保罗第一处在罗马坐牢时候。
And that was the second time when Paul was in prison.
可见路加从而到来说跟在保罗身边。
And from here that we can see that Luke, at all given time, he was next to Paul.
随时把保罗讲的道理、做的工作都记录下来。
And at all given time, he wrote down the work performed by Paul and the truth preached by Paul.
甚至最后保罗要离世，他还站在身边。
And later, before Paul died and passed away, he was still next to Paul.
教会的圣要推行。
In order for the holy work of the church to expand,
需要更多的工人。
We need to have more workers to participate.
更多人来参与这个工作。
To have more people participate in the work.
把教当作自己的家。
And consider church as our own home.
尽我们的责任去做。
And to do it and fulfilling our obligation.
神做同工。
Then God will work with us.
教会就兴旺。
Then the church can be prosperous.
教会兴旺，我们自己得了益处。
And when church is prosperous, that we ourselves will be benefited.
教会衰，我们自己信仰都保不住了。
But if the church decline in faith, then we will also endanger our own faith.
啊，我们信仰保得住，我们的全家甚至我们的祖孙都能够保得住。
And only when our own faith can be maintain, then our family and our descendants' faith can also be preserved.
我来过美国几次。
I came to United States a couple times.
每次都感觉美国教会在成长当中。
Every time that it gave me the impression that the church here in United States is constantly growing.
我第一次来的时候信徒不很多。
And first time when I was here for the very first time, there were not many members.
那是1984年。
That was in 1984.
经过了14年。
And 14 years later,
现在信徒增加很多。
Now we have many, many members.
每次来都发现有新的信徒。
Every time I came here, I realized that there are new members and new faces.
而且会堂越来越多。
And also that we have more and more churches are being built.
啊，可见弟兄姐妹大家都很同心的为主工作。
And from all this that we can tell, the brothers and sisters work together in one accord for the church.
但我们说不要满足过去的成就。
But we should not be content with past accomplishments.
我们要跟他努力往前进。
We need to work harder and strive forward.
再过几年，我们会比现在更进步更多。
And you will find a couple of years later in the future that we have will have more church and we have more members.
啊，这一次我们的主题是同心同行。
And this topic that we have is to work together in one accord.
我们要与神同行。
We must try to walk.
得到神圣的恩典。
And to receive blessing from God.
我们父子同行。
The father and son work together.
夫妻同行。
And husband and wife work together.
啊，婆媳同行。
And the in-laws work together.
啊，同工之间的同行。
And also the fellow workers work together.
在各种层面，我们都要同心同行。
And in different phases of our life, we need to work together in unity.
我们的家就是基督化的家庭。
And so our family can be a Christian-like family.
我们教就是神的国度。
And our church will become the kingdom of God.
我们要得到神更多的祝福。
And we will receive greater blessing from God.